road with his one-man show, The Undisputed Truth. He is doing 36 cities. 36 cities with his one-man show. Champ, good morning.
Morning, Mr. Troy. What's happening?
Everything's good with me. Wow. What a comeback. And who would have thought?
Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson is a one-man play.
On stage.
Yes, yes. I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful.
You had a successful run at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas and then a successful run on Broadway. And now you're taking this 36 cities around the country.
Yeah, I never could believe this would happen. We planned on just touring around Vegas and around local places. Never dreamed of being on Broadway, but God, this is just something that's overwhelming.
And I mean, people are buying these tickets.
I bought mine yesterday for...
You did?
Yeah.
For Dallas?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
In Chicago, you're doing...
A portion of that would be going to our charity.
And in Chicago, you're doing three nights. In Annapolis, you're doing two nights. And these tickets are selling.
And this is a show that your wife has written for you and Spike Lee helped you put it together?
Well, originally me and my wife did the show. We saw Chad's commentary of Bronx Tale.
Uh-huh.
And it was so impelling and it was so gut-wrenching. I explained to my wife that I'm able to do that as well. And we got together with a producer and a director in Vegas and we ran a show for like 10 days. It was a knockout. And then somebody from Spike Lee's camp came and watched the show and told Spike about it, and then he got us on Broadway. And that was just so amazing. That was just a major breakthrough in our whole career as stage actors.
Now, you're on stage talking about Mike Tyson.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you talk about everything? Is there anything off limits?
Everything that they know about, everything that's been... All the stories that the fans are conscious of, just not the underlining part of how did it come to this.
So you're talking about the ear biting?
Oh, absolutely.
You're talking about Don King?
Yes.
Robin Givens?
Yes.
you're talking about the money that you lost?
Big time.
Being in prison?
Yes.
Are you still in debt?
Big time.
So, are you working for free?
I owe my life.
Is Spike going to do a movie on this?
I don't know anything about that stuff.
Now, the documentary, I think, kind of opened up a lot of your life that we saw a couple of years ago, which I thought was just phenomenal. Did that start things rolling in your head in regarding what you're telling your side of the story?
No, I just said I saw Chad Palminteri do
that
his
was
story
it.
And
oh,
life
okay.
story. Yes, and I said, well, I can do this too. This is,
You still getting high?
No, I'm cool now.
What'd you do with all that stuff?
I'm not going to tell nobody. This is getting a flashback.
That's great, Mike. You made a comeback. You have really made a comeback.
Hey, Mike, how much?
I don't look at it. I don't look at it like that. I look at it just me doing something. I'm not trying to
an extension,
I'm not trying to send a message. I'm just out here eating. I don't look at it. I'm great and I'm bad. I'm a superstar. I'm just day by day, just enjoying life as long as I have left of it.
Any more movies? We're gonna see you in Hangover 3 or any of that?
No, but we have more movies in the making. But I'm really interested in your stage act. I really like that a lot.
What is it that you like about that?
They have the same exponents as boxing. It's just the energy of live people and the expectation of the possibility things may not go well and all that stuff. And you have to be on your P's and Q's or you're going to fall on your face.
Do you change from night to night or it's always the same? It depends on the audience.
It's always the same, but I may add a little different. I explained to my wife that she should add other stories because we have some serious other stories that will just trample these guys. Once I know these guys are taking the stories the way they are, we have some real serious ones.
How'd you meet your wife?
I knew my wife since she was, 19. I knew her through her family. I met her through her family.
Was she in the entertainment business?
No.
But she knew how to write a play, huh?
I know if she did. She does write, though. She writes, though, so I can't say she's not in the entertainment business, so she does write. She had quite a few plays and some that she's getting published right now, but yeah, she is in the business. When you say business, I think about boxing.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, Mike Tyson, 36-city tour, coming to a city near you. Check it out.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to go see you when you come to
Thank you so much, Sybil.
Do me a favor and bite Sybil's ear, please.
Dude, you stop. Congratulations, champ.
All right, champ.